white lipstick and one thing on their mind. Hey, little freak with the lunch pail purse. Underneath the paint, you're just a little girl dancing at the zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe and wonderful afternoon. It is a pleasure to welcome into Press Row for the very first time Steve Myers, the iRacing Executive Vice President and Executive Producer. Of course, the last two weekends, very, very popular. More than 900,000 viewers on FS1 for the Homestead Miami race. And then this past weekend with the Texas Motor Speedway simulation, 1.34 million viewers on Fox. Steve, thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Did you have any inclination? I mean, I'm sure you said, boy, it would be great if we could do this, but to get the results that you've gotten the last two weekends, how excited are you for with what's transpired?
I'm quite frankly, I'm blown away. I mean, I think it's, you know, you don't ever want to have a pandemic be the reason why that you kind of get elevated to a new level and a spotlight put on you. But the fact that, you know, we were prepared and we put all the work in over 16 years to be able to do this, we were quite proud of that. And just being able to, you know, in a matter of 7 or 10 days, you know, go from, you know, just saying hello to, you know, a Fox producer for the first time to then having a TV show live on TV. I mean, it's been incredible.
When you talk about that preparation, what did go into that preparation and how far out are we talking about?
You know, so we did before the Atlanta race, you know, I think when the NBA shut down, I think that started to be kind of, you know, the red flag that, you know, hey, things seem to be trending in the wrong direction here for what live events are going to, you know, how they're going to be put on. And, you know, so Thursday night, I got a call from Dale Jr. who said that Jeff Gordon had just reached out to him and kind of picked his brain on if iRacing was going to be, could be capable of going on TV and putting the race on. And, you know, he said, I gave him your info, so I wouldn't be surprised if you hear from them. And on Friday morning before Atlanta, when the race got postponed, I got a message from Eric Shanks, who heads the Fox Sports division there, and he said, "Hey, I'm jumping on an airplane. I'd love to get on the phone with you tonight to talk about TV." And I said, "Well, great. I've been waiting for your message because I already got it all sketched out for you." And so when he landed that night, we talked for about an hour, and we pretty much had already come up with a plan to how to do this invitational. And then it was just a matter of a week of trying to figure out how to technically get our broadcast room talking with their broadcast room. And, you know, 90% of what you're seeing on TV is coming out of our broadcast room. And so the real big hurdles was the technical ones of how do we get our broadcast rooms talking to each other so that we could get it out on TV.
Steve, I guess the big question after the success you've had the first 2 weeks, I saw where last June, the Michigan race had 1.58 million viewers on FS1. How wild would it be if an iRacing event topped an actual event in racing, in ratings?
I mean, I tell you this, I don't think it's going to be a stretch that definitely happens. I mean, the numbers for this last week race at Texas just came out today, and that did 1.3 million. And so the fact that less than 50% of the Fox affiliates had actually picked up the race because they already had previous commitments, that, you know, two of those markets being Dallas and Charlotte, supposedly, I think, you know, we're going to easily, you know, push that number up closer to 2 million once we get more of those Fox affiliates on board. So I know I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, compare apples to oranges when with these numbers, because, you know, let's be realistic. In some senses, we have no competition at the moment.
Right.
So if anyone wants to watch anything that's live and on TV at the moment. We're about the only thing you can do that with. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, I mean, it's super exciting that's a possibility for us. But, you know, again, I don't think you can plan for a pandemic and how that can change the profile and the spotlight that gets put on your business.
You're listening to Steve Myers, the iRacing Executive Vice President and Executive Producer. You're listening to Steve here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
I completely agree, Steve, with what you said about apples to oranges and the lack of competition, but I'm willing to bet that no truck race has ever pulled 1.3 million viewers, even though the truck racing is unbelievably exciting for those of us who have watched it in the past. If in this day and age where sponsorship dollars are getting more scarce for every business, could this be a substitute for one of the lower leagues, be it an ARCA or what used to be known as ARCA or a truck series or something like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't think I have an answer for it. You know, I think part of the reason why our business is successful is because it's so closely aligned with what happens in the real world.
And right.
I think, you know, being able to have these virtual series mirror kind of what happens in the real world is what makes them work. It's what makes, you know, the customers interested in wanting to come and doing it on our platform. I think what has been interesting, and it's certainly picked up this week, is, you know, the teams and the drivers are looking at this as, hey, this is how I can keep my sponsors happy. And from that aspect, it's been difficult because we can't solve everyone's problems, right? I mean, we're doing the best we can to kind of help as many people we can in the garage, you know, use this platform as a way to kind of keep their teams and sponsors happy. But, you know, there's also only so much that we can, only so many people we can put on the track at one time and still have a good show, especially when some of these guys, it's the first time that they've ever been doing this. Right.
Right.
And so I don't want to, you know, we've certainly, you know, did not make some of these guys' lives easy with, you know, they're having to kind of jump in the deep end and learn on the fly on how to do this.
All right. Now the ups and downs of the NASCAR ratings and kind of the last handful of years have been well documented, but now to be the guy who's leading the program that has NASCAR setting an example that the NBA and the NFL are following, I mean, when you get in those Zoom meetings, are you like double gunning everybody and giving virtual high fives? I mean, because you're the man. Brian France knows who you are right now, sir.
I will say that it's been a bit surreal, and you know, I don't think it's really going to kind of set in probably until this is all over. You know, I was just laughing on another one of these calls that, you know, like the fact that I'm exchanging, like, you know, text messages with Jeff Gordon on how he's going to call a virtual iRace on TV, you know, it doesn't kind of seem real. Like sometimes I'm trying to tell my wife these stories about what's happening, and I hear the words come out of my mouth, and I'm like, I don't even know if I believe what I'm saying. So it's been a little bit strange on how all of a sudden we're the prettiest girl at the dance, and I've never had that feeling before.
What's next? Because this week grew with Troy Aikman being involved, with a member of the Grateful Dead doing the anthem. I imagine, like a lot of us, a lot of the big-name celebrities, especially involved in Fox, are looking for something to fill some time. I bet people have reached out to you saying, hey, this is cool. Can I be a part of this?
Yeah, I to be honest with you, I don't know, and I'm kind of glad that I don't have to deal with that part. I mean, we've done a really good job of kind of all just taking a chunk of work and running with it, and I think the Fox guys have done a wonderful job with kind of adding that TV magic layer into it, like, you know, getting Troy Aikman and getting Bob Ware in there. The NASCAR guys have done a really good job of pushing on their platforms and the marketing and, you know, doing all of this, you know, the press, tour and iRacing, we're kind of doing the bulk of the work on the broadcast. It's been fun that everyone is pitching in and kind of bringing their expertise to the table and trying to put on the best shows that we can. Because I think all of us were probably a little bit surprised and didn't fully appreciate the people that don't know what iRacing is, the people that don't care about video games, the people that had no interest in seeing virtual race cars on TV, but now we're seeing all the social media posts and they're getting the emails and the phone calls about how thankful that they are that we're doing this and that it's kind of providing them, you know, a couple hours of normalcy in this trying time. That's the thing that I think is driving us, and that's the thing that's really motivating us to kind of continue to working so hard on this, because it's clear that we're providing some happiness to people that need it right now.
You're listening to Steve Myers, the iRacing Executive Vice President and Executive Producer. You're listening to Steve here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I know this is speculative, and I know you're just 2 weeks in. Have you even had any preliminary discussions of what could be the future of iRacing or other similar type things once the NASCAR season resumes?
No, I mean, I'll be honest. You know, we're so in the details now of just pulling off these races that, you know, I'm worried about Bristol right now. You know, I'm worried about what we're doing on Sunday to kind of make sure that event goes well. And, you know, and then, you know, already kind of starting to do some planning for the future weeks. But it would be impossible right now to kind of predict where this will end up once this is all over. Because, you know, I don't think we still even scratch the surface of what we can do with this in this period. So I'm excited for how we can continue to make these shows better and make them more entertaining. And, you know, again, like just provide a couple hours of happiness to people. You know, I'll take that, you know, week at a time and worry about the future when we get to that point.
All right, Steve, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire. Just first thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
Yes.
All right, what track are you most looking forward to upcoming in the iRacing series?
Talladega.
Okay.
I think, you know, plate races are always fun with these. They're always entertaining because, you know, just packs of cars, you know, and the wrecks that will happen will be a good time.
Has Vegas approached you or have you approached Vegas about being able to bet on these races?
Yes.
I believe it. They're starving.
Yeah. Can you elaborate a little on how far down that road you've gotten?
I'll be honest with you. I'm leaving that one to NASCAR. Scott Warfield and those guys are kind of the ones that are championing that. I know it's something. It's a big topic in the sports world in general, and I think this is a good opportunity for NASCAR to make some ground on that. But I'm going to let them take that ball and run with it.
The sport you're missing most right now?
I tell you, the Celtics and the Bruins, they were on some killer runs right here in the regular season. They were well-positioned to have a good playoff run here. So those two sports I'm missing, basketball and the hockey, just because, you know, again, we're locally here, those are our teams. But, you know, the racing, I love racing. I mean, I grew up watching racing. I got into this business because I loved racing. So, you know, racing is up there as well.
What are the odds that you can get, say, like a Tom Cruise's Cole Trickle or a Richard Petty in one of these iCars?
Probably zero.
Well, listen, Steve, thank you so much. Congratulations on what y'all have been able to do. We missed out. We were talking on the show. We missed out with the Homestead, but we got glued in pretty quickly with the Texas Motor Speedway. It really is a fun thing to watch, and thank you for doing what you've done to help fill this void, and we appreciate you joining us here in Chattanooga on Press Row.
No problem. Thanks, guys, and stay healthy.
All righty. Steve Myers, the iRacing Executive Vice President and Executive Producer, joining us here. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.